Technological objects interplay with time. Technologies discipline and alter the trajectory, perceptual space, and the scale of temporality, yet are inevitably corrupted by it. In a long epitaph in The Dead Media Project, Bruce Sterling offers condolences to the failures, collapses, and hideous mistakes of media. The birth of some technological applications is imbued with an inevitable being towards death. You always need to replace an old machine with a new one, as long as you are still using it. Is this death and rebirth cycle of technological objects, in fact, a misunderstanding of the true nature, temporality, and behavior of technology led by commercial pressures and marketing intervention? Yussi Parikh and Garnet Hertz's zombie media theory continues further from Sterling's ideas by claiming that media do not die, but persist as electronic waste, toxic residue, and its own sort of fossil layer of disused gadgets and electronics. The media of interest in this exhibition, the digital entities, are, as mentioned by these media theorists, dislocating and attaching themselves in bundles of yellow fiber optic cables underneath the geological strata, within the mountains and under the oceans, participating in the life and decay cycle of transistors, dust, gravel, water droplets, and barnacles. Apart from the decomposition and metamorphosis of their material basis, digital entities also perform by being replaced, decrypted, and obliterated through processes of time, changeable systems, and planned obsolescence. Technologies extend humans' memories, however, they also become forgotten in the process of forgetting. Deleted photos, unattended games, abandoned blogs, and obsolescent software, the advanced development of digital entities made its ontological presence a flickering uncertainty. There always seems to be an iteration that makes the death in the digital world seem like an optimizing reborn. Nonetheless, ancient codes have always been the underlying computer language's profound and immutable logic, becoming a hidden act of spelling, a psychic that manipulates hardware, a ghost that latches onto the material substrate. For Data You Are, and to Data You Shall Return, is a decaying exhibition. The interface is gradually stripped down to its code, which may one day cease to function. Alternatively, and more likely, it will fade away in people's memories and become the fault of Epimetheus. However, for it is data, and so to data it shall return, the exhibition will haunt in and haunt on the cloud, waiting for an inadvertent click and resurrection.